This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you are someone who is afraid of the Astros or maybe afraid of the Orioles because the Orioles could play you tough, even though they've been brutal for a long time and, you know, really did not look like a good baseball team for several months, you could make the case that, just like C-Mac did, that the Yankees have an easier path than they have had in the past. Now, I say make a case, but you really, it is the truth. Because the Houston Astros have been a dynasty. They have been in every ALCS, I believe, since 2017. They are not in this one. The Yankees have been beaten by the Astros many times. So if you look at the Tigers, the Royals, and the Guardians, the Yankees will be favored heavily in every one of those series.
Yeah, I don't think the combined salaries of those teams add up to the Yankees' combined salary.
Well, in driving home yesterday, I think you're right about that. In driving home yesterday, just to that point, I heard Evan read that the players that are on the roster, the active roster for the Tigers right now, because they do have a couple high-paid guys that are hurt and not on the roster, but the active players on the roster, what do you think the total salary is of the active players on the Detroit Tigers roster right now?
I would guess somewhere around $20
million.
$18 million.
$18 million.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So
for the underdog.
Yeah. And then, you know, obviously the Yankees have multiple $30 million a year players, $40 million a year players. So, yeah. So you should, in theory, as the favorites, take care of business here.
So is it worse? Let me ask you a question. I think, you know, playoff pressure is a privilege, and you take every game serious.
Put that in your book, Kim and Westchester.
Right. You don't take anything lightly,
yeah.
No matter who you're playing, especially when a team like the Tigers is all of a sudden getting hot with young players. And it's kind of exciting, I'm sure, for them, for their fan base and everything else. I'm just asking you, as a New York sports talk host.
Yeah.
Would you say that the Yankees are under more pressure now because of the three teams left, or would they be under more pressure if the Astros were still a part of this?
I think that the Astros being out of it and the Yankees being heavily favored adds more pressure to this team.
It's like, where is the expectation?
You cannot.
Does the Yankee fan have the expectation that I have had for the last 3 months?
Well, now they do.
It's taken them this long to get to that point.
Well, I mean, because I think they look at the path now and go, well, hell, we better win this. We better be there.
Look, I've said, you know, what, for 3 months that they're going to the World Series. So yeah. I don't, you know.
But it did break.
But now you feel like
there's more pressure.
There's more pressure because of the teams that are left.
100%. Yeah. I mean, don't you?
I know what it is, and I know who the Yankees are, and I have not wavered one bit about this.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.